The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
J.D. Vance, who is the presumptive successor to Donald Trump come 2028, seeing some major improvements in terms of approval rating. J.D. Vance was asked if he's planning on running for president in 2028, and I really liked his response. Here it is.
You're one of the youngest vice presidents that we've ever seen in the history of our country. Are you expecting to run for president in 3.5 years?
Oh, Maria, you're the first person who's asked me that. And I'd say that we've not thought a lot about politics in the last 6 months. We've thought about getting the American people's business done. We'll see what happens come 2028. But the way that I think about this is the best thing for my future is actually the best thing for the American people, which is that we do a really good job over the next 3.5 years. So we'll cross the political bridge when we come to it. I'm not thinking about running for president. I'm thinking about doing a good job for the American people. And I think the best way to do that is to make sure that President Trump is a success.
Yeah, he's lying. He's lying, guys. He's thought about this. I promise he has. And Trump has definitely, you know, talked to J.D. Vance and told him that he's prepping him for the White House in 2028, because not only does Donald Trump want to continue his legacy through someone else as awesome as J.D. Vance, but of course J.D. Vance would be dumb to look at what he's doing right now and not think to himself, well, I could be president. And I think J.D. is actually a pretty humble guy. I don't think he's the kind of guy who thinks he deserves it or he's entitled to it, but he knows. He knows he's probably going to be the Republican nominee in 2028, and he probably should be, if we're being honest, even though I've talked about on my show before how I would love Ron DeSantis to be in there. I think there's some other good choices as well, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be J.D. Vance. I think he'd be crazy if he hadn't thought about it. So, and he really should think about it at this point too, because his answer is really great for two reasons. He talks obviously about how he's just focused on, he wants to do very good work right now. And the reason why it's so great is because he was elected to do great things. And so he should work his butt off to do those things. And of course, if he does well, then why wouldn't people want him to come back? Why wouldn't they want a continuation of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? That's what all of America would want. So I want to show you guys the polling for J.D. Vance and the massive shift that has gone on basically since he entered the national scale, not as a senator, but as a VP candidate, because it's really astounding to see his come up. So I'm going to put it up on screen right now. This is a graph starting from July 18th, which I believe is when J.D. Vance, it was announced that he would be Donald Trump's VP nominee, going to today. So you can see today, he is almost to a net favorability rating, which you might look at that and think, oh, that's not that great. And you look too, and his favorability is only 39%. That's not fantastic. But you have to look at, if you add up those numbers, the favorability and the unfavorability, it only adds up to about 80%. And what that means, and this might seem kind of crazy to those of you who, you know, are into politics. I'm obviously into politics. There's about 20% of people who don't even know who J.D. Vance is. So when they polled them, they're like, do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of J.D. Vance? And they were like, I don't really know who that is. I don't have an opinion at all, which is crazy again. But the longer he's VP, this is my opinion, I think the longer he is VP, the more people will love him. Obviously, people will find out more about him and they'll love him. Very different from Kamala Harris, for instance, where if you looked at Kamala Harris's favorability ratings, it was fairly high at the beginning, but then it went down lower and lower and lower as we found out more things about her. The reason why this is so astounding too, where he's at 39%, is if you go back to July 18th when this started, his favorability was 25%. So he's gone up 14%, which is absolutely massive. And if you look at the kind of the newest polls that have come up, almost all of them have him in the positive favorability rating. The only reason why in this graph you're seeing it lower is because it's just an aggregate of polls, and so it's still being outweighed by some of the past polls. But right now I'm just pulling up the recent polls from literally just last week, and out of the six most recent ones, five of them are plus favorability by about 3. So he's got a plus by about 3%. That's very good. That's not quite as good as Donald Trump's right now, depending on the polls you look at, but it's very close. And it's very good. And as I talked about, I think it's going to go up. And the reason why is because he's authentic, he's normal, he's a hard worker, and he's going to do great things. And he's already doing fantastic things as VP to Donald Trump. You know what else is a great thing? Getting your personal taxes out of the way with my sponsor, QuickTax America. QuickTax America is a non-woke company, guys, that hates the IRS as much as you do. And so they get you the best return that you can possibly get. And it's only $69 for all federal tax returns. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. What's more, guys, they do all the work. No more online services. You know who I'm talking about. There's a big guy out there where you go on, you spend 4 hours doing all your taxes, and then you end up spending hundreds of dollars with them to do it. Again, it's only $69 for all federal tax returns. They do all the work. You simply upload a few files that you have, answer some questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com once you get those tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Joy Villa, a famous artist. She was at the Grammys and was asked about the mass deportations since she's a Latina, and I don't think the reporter got the response that they were looking for.
I think the ones that should be deported are being deported, to be honest. I'm a Latina. My family came from this country to this country legally, and I love to see human traffickers deported. I don't want to see them here. I want us to be free for all colors, for all people. Like, that's what makes America great again. So we can create, so we can live. Like, as an artist, as a musician, I want to be able to walk at night and not think that I'm going to get killed by an illegal alien. And so those are the people getting deported, and those are the people that should get deported.
Beast. Beast mode. I have tried explaining this to so many of my liberal friends. Latinos are not liberal, guys. They're not. There's some of them who have been taken over by Democrats in the past, but at their core, almost all of them are conservatives, and even many of them vote MAGA. Like, they are the conservative Latinos that are voting Republican are like the most hardcore MAGA you will find out there. Seriously, find a video like that of other people. No one will talk more adamantly about deportations than she just did, and she's a Latina, because she gets it. Because think about how offensive it would be for her, whether it's her, her parents, her grandparents, or even years before that, for them to put all the work in, to the time to come here legally to do it right, and then for someone else just to enter illegally and then whine about what's going on in America or whine about being kicked out. I'm not an immigrant, but I think that that would be very offensive to me because of what she maybe has gone through or her parents. For that reason, she's hardcore MAGA. And I think a lot of Latinos are hardcore MAGA. And I think a lot of them are going to keep being, and it's going to grow into even more Latinos that are going to be hardcore MAGA come the future elections. I want to let you guys know about a deal that I'm running right now for my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf right now. It's only $9.99 on Amazon, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out. I had a great time writing it. I talk about all the craziness happening in the progressive movement, some of the weird and shady stuff they've done over time. I know you'll enjoy it. So again, go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.